It's a little bit like opening your child's birthday card from grandma and pocketing the cash. The Student Assistance Commission, the agency that administers the monetary award program known as MAP, surveyed schools to see whether they're crediting students for MAP grants in hopes that lawmakers will eventually fund them. Most schools said they did, but 20% of those acknowledged withholding money that comes from federal sources like Pell Grants. Since both Pell and MAP are reserved for low-income students, this tactic leaves their families scrambling. Julie Post, a single mom who is blind, has burned through her savings and taken out loans, trying to get her son John through Bradley University.
We won't default on them, but we're below the poverty line now.
This survey comes with a caveat that only 70% of schools responded, and some of those didn't answer questions completely. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.